Im Draußentester heute geht es um die internationale Ethikkonferenz Engineering Life, die am 18. und 19. November 2024 in Rom stattfinden wird. Diese Konferenz wird von dem NCCR, Molecular Systems Engineering, der ETH Zürich und der Universität Basel veranstaltet. In Partnerschaft mit dem Vatikan und dem Bambino Gesù Kinderhospital in Rom. Meine Gesprächspartner sind Carlo Casalone von der wissenschaftlichen Sektion der Päpstlichen Akademie Pro Vita und Alberto Tozzi, leitender Arzt am Bambino Gesù Kinderhospital in Rom. Das Gespräch haben wir auf Englisch geführt und auch als Video aufgezeichnet. Wer möchte, kann sich das Ganze also auch anschauen auf unserem Draußentester YouTube-Kanal. Übrigens, eine Online-Teilnahme an dieser Konferenz ist kostenlos möglich. Die entsprechenden Links für die Anmeldung findet ihr hier im Podcast beschrieben und auch auf YouTube. Welcome to this podcast, where we explore the evolving intersection between ethics, engineering and synthetic biology. Our focus today is on the International Conference on Ethics of Engineering Life. The inaugural conference took place in 2022 at the Vatican, an event organized collaboratively by the Pontifical Academy for Life and the NCCR Molecular Systems Engineering from Switzerland. The purpose of this gathering was to open up the discourse about engineering life sciences to the public and to discuss with those who are interested the ethical challenges presented by the rapid developments in synthetic biology. Now, the second edition of this conference is scheduled for November 18th and 19th, 2024. This time, while we remain in Rome, the conference will be held at a new venue, the Bambino Gesù Children's Hospital, which is not only renowned for its medical expertise, but also stands as Europe's largest children's hospital. For those of you interested in the transformative field of molecular systems engineering and its implications, this conference offers a great opportunity to engage in these crucial discussions. We invite you to register as an official attendee. The registration is entirely free of charge and open to anyone interested in contributing to this conversation. We really need your input. Joining me now are two key figures representing our organizing partners. We're honored to have Father Carlo Casalone from the scientific section of the Pontifical Academy for Life, and Dr. Alberto Tozzi, an internationally recognized pediatrician and chief innovation officer of Bambino Gesù Hospital. We'll be reflecting on the first edition of our conference, Ethics of Engineering Life, in 2022, and we will try to convince you to register and to join this important conversation. I would like to discuss with you very briefly, why do you think it is so important for the humanities, for philosophy, religion, to get together with the natural sciences and talk about the ethical challenges, in our case, particularly ethical challenges about molecular systems engineering? Why is it so important to open this discourse? Maybe, Carlo, you can start.
Sure, thank you. The reason is that the scientific research raises questions that it does not have all the tools to address. Let's take an example. For example, brain organoids. We can imagine that at some point they will acquire a form of consciousness. But in what sense are we talking about consciousness, which is a notion that brings into play the fundamental aspects of human life as well as animal life? And what responsibilities do we have in carrying out this research? So here, in order not to proceed only with criteria of efficiency and functionality, there is a need for a more accurate and serious dialogue with other humanistic disciplines.
Mm-hmm. May I go over directly to you, Alberto? You're a medical doctor, a physician at Bambino Gesù Children's Hospital. What is your answer to that question? Why do we need the discourse?
You know, my point is that for a scientist or a pediatrician as I am, it's really unusual to have a discussion directly between, you know, this side of the world and philosophers, experts in ethics and other things. But since it is unusual, it's also surprising how many things are embedded in ethics and are very relevant to the advancement of research, technology, especially in an environment where artificial intelligence and organoids and other technologies emerge. We have to be extremely careful to the dimension of ethics. One of the interesting things is that when a medical doctor realizes that ethics is actually supporting the goodness, the wellness of the patients, everything is fine. And this is also very important for discovering some aspects of scientific research that are not apparent when you don't think about ethics. I must say also that the area where we study ethics or we discuss ethics in medical conferences is extremely small. And we deserve more space and more energy to have a better understanding of what we expect, but also of the priorities that we will have in the future. And I think we have a lot of challenges that we will address. This is why this discussion is exciting, and I think it will be extremely valuable, even for a medical doctor like me, but I think for all the profiles outside the medical, you know, community.
Mm-hmm. Now, all three of us were there when we had the first edition of the International Conference Ethics of Engineering Life in Rome, and Radio Vatican, actually, Vatican City. Let us perhaps look back before we look ahead and discuss briefly what were the highlights for you? What was the special thing about that conference? And we can see a few photos of that conference while you talk. Well, I don't know. Maybe Carlo, what was a highlight for you?
The first thing is that it has been very interesting to have an open dialogue among researchers, ethicists, communicators, and other players of scientific activity and research in order to take a broader view of the implications of scientific knowledge and activities, as Alberto somehow already said, including social and legal domains. And I think that it was very interesting to have it in Rome because in somehow it has been a kind of neutral space where everybody could come and speak and represent his or her opinion and perspective and have a sincere confrontation and dialogue about the issues and the questions.
Mm-hmm. I bet that we were there with almost 40 speakers from around the world, young scientists and professors, PIs. What was your highlight?
You know what? I was surprised because, you know, I'm pretty much comfortable with the idea of attending medical conferences and also attending conferences in which international attendees are from all over the world. But I was surprised from the level of interdisciplinarity and multidisciplinarity. The interaction between different profiles was very, very, very attracting. And, you know, this is good because I'm enthusiast about multidisciplinarity work. And this is something that is not common, especially in our community. As medical doctors, you understand that we try to get the best for our patients, and we generally focus just on professionals that have specific specialties, specific experience in, you know, medical things, or and we disregard most of the times ethics, philosophy, and human sciences. And that was the surprise, because actually I discovered that a community like this is extremely I would say useful to think, because you sometimes avoid to think some of the dimensions of the behaviors of humans of the decisions that we take with our patients or the decisions we take for research activities. This was extremely valuable and for me was a discovery. And that's why I think it's an extremely interesting conference, even for poor medical doctors like we are, I think.
Mm-hmm. Now, the next conference is coming up in November 18th and 19th, and we do encourage people from around the world to join us, to take part in this discussion, in the discourse online. Why do we do that? Why do we want them there? Why should anybody register for free, doesn't cost anything, for this conference? Carlo?
Yes, I think that with this conference, we try to take a step forward exactly in the direction that Alberto already said about interdisciplinarity. We speak about the dialogue between disciplines, scientific disciplines, and natural sciences and humanities frequently as a way of putting knowledges one beside the other. But the point is to move from, let's say, multidisciplinarity to transdisciplinarity. That is to understand in a deeper way that science is not only the production of knowledges, but it is also a practice. We frequently forget that lived experiences are implicit in the background of every exercise of reason, and that reason is always anchored, connected to the basic elements of the culture and of the social context in which it takes place. So I think that it was going to be very interesting to let people come together. We invited representatives of patient associations, communicators, journalists, managers, decision makers, religious leaders. So we hope that this will not only facilitate the deeper understanding and wider acceptance of scientific discoveries, but also an orientation of scientific research toward the real needs of society, the dignity of people, and justice, social justice.
Mm-hmm. Alberto, maybe a commercial from you. Who should join us online and discuss with us?
I'm speaking to people interested in innovation. I think that this is an essential step for thinking forward and also to expanding the usual discussions that we have to limit to technical stuff. I think that we have the opportunity in a conference like this to touch several points that are extremely important for everyone is interested in innovation for the human life, I would say. And this is not only an impression that might be valid for medical doctors. I think that all scientists, but all the people interested in advancing life, quality of life, and interested in actually taking advantage of innovation in an ethical manner, they should attend this conference, absolutely, because this is the right place to discuss all these topics.
Mm-hmm. So if you who are watching this video now are interested and would like to join us, here you see our homepage. It's very easy to access ICEEL.info. And there you can, of course, see the whole conference program, which, as we heard, is going to be full of very interesting speakers from various disciplines, a two-day packed program. We also invited young scientists from around the world to join us. And when I'm talking about young, I mean PhD students and postdocs who we think also need to raise their voice right now as we are in the midst of our research. And on our homepage, you see that registration form there. Very easy to fill out and send it off. And we'll get it here in Basel. We'll receive it and you'll get confirmation very soon with the link to participate in this conference. And by the way, if you want to have a look at the first conference, the conference in 2022, there's at least a very interesting a text, namely the ICEL 2022 final statement, where we all got together, all the members of that conference, and formulated some of the goals and some of the results, which we felt were important to write down. Yes. So we are looking forward to hopefully a lot of people online who will join our discussion. Yeah, gentlemen, Alberto Tozzi, Bambino Gesù Children's Hospital in Rome. This is, by the way, the place, of course, where we will hold this conference. We're very much looking forward to seeing this very famous, very well-known children's hospital. And Carlo Casalone from the Pontifical Academy for Life in Vatican City. It's been my pleasure, and I'm looking forward to seeing you soon. Goodbye.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.